learning Maseches Gittin Daf Nuchesam and Beis, and we're starting two lines from the bottom of Nuchesam Aleph back to the Mishnah, explaining the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah had said that that used to be something called Sekrikim. They used to steal and take away the properties from people. And it was a Sekhanos of Foshes. The guy gave up his property. He gave it up. You want your property to take it. It saved my life. And now, he puts it up for sale in the auction. And now, Reuven goes and wants to buy it. So the halacha is, if Reuven buys it, and not only that, he goes to the original owner and says, here, I want to pay you for it also. Beginning, the kind of was Mechkei Batel. The Mechkei was Batel. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge, and the reason why the guy, the original owner also agreed to sell it to you, because he wanted it in your hands, this way he has a bigger chance of getting it out. Or, he was scared of Sekrikin, he had to agree, because if not, Sekrikin would get angry at him. Tup shot him Rashi before, that's why it's Mechach Batel, because he's scared. He's selling because he's scared, or he thinks the Shani, the second guy, is easier to deal with. That's the Gemara said. And then later on, there was a Takana that it was, we'll get to that soon, a Takana that it was a good sale, but right now going part of the Mishnah, that Mechach Batel. So Amar Rav, this whole halacha that says that if Reuven goes ahead now and buys it from the original owner as well, that it's still Mechach Batel, is Loishan of the Amalei Lechazekni. Only if the original owner, when he gives him the money, he says, go be kind. Ava Bishtar Kana. If he actually writes a star to Reuven, then it's koiner. V'shmul eimer, af b'shtar nami lekona. Achich v'lech writes, even b'shtar it's not koiner until you write insurance in the star. Now what's the pshat? What's pshat on Rav? What's pshat on Shmuel? So Rashi says that lo yishon mecha batal d'omru loy bailim l'zeh sh'lokam v'sekrikin lecha zekni b'chazoka d'kivim d'burah ba'amu ikal meim v'hasheni noyachli. Mashal explains that if you want the saying it to be easier, you don't have to actually give him a star. You just tell him, yeah, go be koiner. And once he has it, I'll get it back from him. But what if you write a star for? So therefore, if you wrote a star, obviously you really want to sell it. That's what's Mechach Chaim. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel holds, the reason is you're doing it Meyira. That's what Mashal explains. You're doing it Meyira, which means you're doing it because you're scared of Sekrikim. So if you don't write a star, Sekrikim says, here, write a star. Give him a full title. Give him the full title of it. So this we have to write a star. But to write a Chrayis, Chrayis means that the original owner say, I'm responsible to make sure you have that field. I'll even pay you the money back. That already, the Sekrikim does not mechayiv you to actually do extra credit, take a chrayis, so therefore, then it's considered a kinyan. That's mechalekes Rav and Shmuel, if it's al sheni noyachli, or it's al the halacha of, or that's the reason al yira. If you look at the Rashi and the Mishnah, Rashi and the Mishnah says both reasons, and then he ends off, he says, uva gemara mukilad lekhasal leishtara. And everyone asks, what do you mean? It's like mechalekes. The Gemara doesn't say lekhasal leishtara. So, if the Firma Shah, it's a Geshmak, because he said both reasons. If you say both reasons, Hashem Yinoyachli, it's going on that reason. That reason has to be without writing a star. Tanyik of Aseh Deshmuel, Tapa Oman Beis, the Chesna Beis, Tanyik of Aseh Deshmuel, we bring a Raya from a Braisa like Shmuel, and it's not from the exact case. Rav Shimon Loza Oimer, Lokach Mene Isha, if you bought the field from the Isha, because Lokach Mene Ish, Mechach Chaim, then the Mechach is Chaim. Mene Ish, if you bought it from the Ish, talking about here, Nichse Melug, let's say, that the building belongs to the Isha, she comes in and gets married, who collects the money now? The husband. So here, you went ahead, and you bought it from the Isha, and then you bought it from the Ish, Mechach Chaim. But you bought it from the Ish first, and because of Lokach Mene Isha, so Mechach Batel, because you can say, the Isha is saying, I'm trying to make my husband happy. Until the Isha actually writes a chrayis, then it works. So what do you see? It's a raya to Shmuel, because you see, until you write a chrayis, it's not a done deal. So Gemara says, no, it's not shver. Maya chrayis, near the tifted Rav, Amlach Rav, Maya chrayis, not mishtar. Chrayis means until you write a star. Now, the Gemara is a pella, no one asked the kasha, so I'll ask the kasha for you. We just explained that what's pshat and Rav? What's pshat and Rav? Why Rav, when you write a star, is it considered that it's a done deal? Because Rav holds the reason is sheni noyachli. I want the setting at the heaven to make it easier. So what do you write a star for? But if you hold a yira, we said the Mashal says, you hold a yira that I'm scared of the Sekrikin, then you write a star also because you're scared. You want to make a full sale. So here is a case where it can't be al sheni noyachli. It's not about someone stealing something, he's selling it. Here the Var is doing nachas ruach labayli. So it's like yira over here. So here, everyone would agree that writing a star is not sufficient enough to make sure it's a kinyan because he's scared of the husband. So it's a pella, what time over there, Shmuel? The Rajba asks his kasha on Rashi. The Rajba, and therefore Rashi learns not like Rashi. He learns that the whole sukkah is going with Yira, not going with Noyechli. From this Gemara, you see, not like Rashi, it's a pella, I in the Tferes Yaakov, whereas Malach, huh? But like he says, that's enough of a raya, of a Yira, not. But he holds it, there's nothing to do with Sheni Noyechli, because it wouldn't be a raya from this Gemara. So I in the Rajba, and I in Tferes Yaakov, for Teretz and Rashi. Tonon Abonon. So now, what happened afterwards? What happened was, So we'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. First, for the Narbai, the Torah Baran, the succession afterwards with the Takanas of Sekrikim. Let's see the Narbai. The Torah Baran. Lokam is Sekrikim. You bought from a Sekrikim. Va'okla shalishon ve'baylim. And you ate for 3 years chazaka, which means the Baran didn't say anything. You bought it. Reuven bought it from a Sekrikim, and he bought it for 3 years. He's sitting there. The Baran says nothing. V'chazur machal acha. He sells it to Shimon now. Ain le'baylim al kech sheni klum. The Baran can't come to the kech and say anything. So where's the cash? Hegadam. If the Reuven is saying that I bought it from you as well, which this is talking about after the takana, so we should speak it out. The Mishnah says that after the first takana, that mechay batel, what happened was the Sekrikim were taking away fields, and no one was redeeming from the Sekrikim. Why? Because if you redeem from the Sekrikim, it's a mechay batel, so it wasn't worth it. So they put it up for sale, and no one was buying it because it wasn't worth it. So the Chazal changed the takana. It's like this: if you buy from a Sekrikim, you have to placate the Baal, either by giving him a revia moyos or revia karka. You give him a quarter. We'll see what that means exactly. What a quarter means: we give moyos or karka to the Baalim because the mice, you got a better deal on it, and then you can keep it. That's not allowed to keep it. There's another thing also that if he wants to redeem it, the owner, he can redeem it also and give you a full refund back, give you your money back that he paid for the Sekrikim. You also do that. That's another halacha. But what happened was, is they said that it is a good sale, and there's certain tonight. You have to give a revia, or he can be part of it. So here, the story was here that the guy bought it, and then he was there for 3 years. What's the case? If he says, you know what, Bailam, Mr. Bailam, I gave you revia moyers, and you were masking to this. So then I feel rishonami. Then even the first guy, where's your star? That you finished up a deal with the revia. After 3 years, you don't have to keep a star. 3 years chazak was pshav, because a person saves your star for 3 years. After that, not anymore. So even the Rishon also, Reuven, the boy of the Sekrikim also, if he's there 3 years, so it belongs to him. If he's not tiny, he's not saying I bought it from you, then I feel ashamed of him. Even the second lekech, what's the difference? There's no taina, minach zavna. So what's going on? It says here, Reuven bought it for Sekrikim, he sat for 3 years, they sold it to Shimon. So the Bailim can't get it back anymore. What are they tithing? What's Reuven and Shimon tithing? Tithing they bought it or not bought it? If they didn't tithing they bought it, then even Shimon doesn't get it. If he tithing they bought it, it's 3 years chazaka, he gets it also. So what's the case here? Amrav Sheshes, Loilam the Loiko Tonle. He's not tithing, the second guy's not tithing anything, he doesn't know. Ukagoin Zeh, Tainino Le Yairish Vatini Le Kech. The Edoch, but I'll be the first guy, Itan, if he says, I bought it in. Good. Which means like this, Rashi explains, that here, the guy bought it, they ate 3 years chazaka, or he sold it right away, next day ate 3 years chazaka, but Shimon has no idea. Either Shimon is a Yairish, or he bought it from him. He has no idea if Reuven bought it from him. Reuven's now away. He's in Africa. So we have no idea if he bought it or not. So here, we say Tanina. We say Tanina that Reuven must have bought it. Rashi asked in Mar Basra, we don't say if he does man the holds, you don't say Tanidon, unless he knows himself the Taina. Says here it's different. Here there's a chazaka that anyone who buys from Sekrikin knows that it's very wishy washy the sale, and he for sure goes to the original owner to make sure everything is fine. And therefore it's chazaka, he probably paid the original owner the revia, and therefore if it's 3 years chazaka and it's by the second guy, we say Taninon that he bought it. But if it's by the first guy, we don't help him out, because if he bought it, he knows he bought it. So that's the idach. Rashi says, "Avlekech rishon iloyt itan in iloytan anamet nile." Dal yoda, he knows he's zavna iloy. The ista zavna havatan, he wouldn't say it. So therefore, it's dafka by the second guy. That's pshat. Why I was saying like this. Tan Rabbanon that this holding in Sekrikim's only where it's sekanos to fashis. But Tan Rabbanon abam machmas choyv machmas amparis ein b'mishum Sekrikim, which means that even though we said by Sekrikim it's considered a good sale to the Sekrikim because you're so scared, you let the Sekrikim keep it, and therefore we say that he could sell it to someone else and have to pay revia. But by Sekrikim, so scared of his nefashis, he actually is gomar makni. That's the afka by Sekrikim. But if a guy takes away his field machmas choyv. There was he foreclosed on his house and they took it away. He wants to get it back. He does not mean to let the guy keep it. He's just waiting to get some money. Well, amparis means the guy steals a stamazai. But it's not as kind of a fascia, stama gazlin. So in those cases, ain by mashum sekrikim, and even if it's there 12 months, the halach is that it's you give it back for free. It's a mekach tois. The whole thing is that someone buys an amparis, it's a mekach tois. This thing is stolen from the Baal. And then the Bryce says, "Vamparus atzma tzricha shtishes shneim vazechodesh." The Amparus himself has to wait 12 months. Frank tomorrow, what are we talking about? There is no Sekrikim. What's 12 months all about? So he says, you're right, it's going on something else. Hokama. Sekrikin ma'atzma, tzricha shishiyash v'chodesh. Sekrikin itself, after 12 months, we have a takana at the end of the Mishnah, that after 12 months already, then he can't redeem it anymore. It says in the Mishnah that Bezdin of Rabbi Hoshev Bezdin of Nimnu, Shem Shah Saw, Bifsreif, Rene Sekrikim, Shnei Masachoydish, Kolakoydim Likach Zocha. Avanoiz Labam Raviyah, after 12 months already, the Baram doesn't say, I get first chance to redeem it, and I can redeem it for you. No, after 12 months already, then he gave up, and then it's Raviyah. You pay Raviyah, but he can keep it, the Likach can keep it. Omram Yosef, Naktinon, we have a Messiah, Einam Paras Babel. There's no such thing as Am Paras Babel. What do you mean? Freak the Marvel Kazin the Ika. You see, they are going to have him in Babel. What do you mean, no Paras Babel? Ela Ima, in Din Am Paras Babel. There's no Din, which means there's no Din of Mechay bottle by Am Paras Babel. My time, Mekivin the Ika Beid Davar, since there's a Shultoin, there's a governor of every city, and you can complain to him, and he'll take care of the thing. Ozl Kabel, you didn't go complain. Ema Achuli Achel. We Nam on that he was Michael. And it was Miyayich when he gave it to the Amparas. So the Mepharas already asked, there's no such thing as Yish by Karka, really. So what's a Chuli Ochel? So they speak out. The Ksois talks about this. The Ksois HaChayshin talks about this in Shinai and Aleph. And they say that he also bought it from the original Baalim also. He paid the original Baalim money also. So here, we assume that it's since he did not go to the Shulta, and didn't go to the governor, so therefore we assume that he's Michael and he really sold it. Zogtim Moravaita. Noch Amaisa. Gidl Bar Eloy. The next story is compares something to Sekrikim, which is very hard to understand. But let's see the Gemara. Gidl Bar Eloy. The guy's name, Gidl Bar Eloy. Kabul Ara Betaska Mebrei Baga. The way it worked in those days was that if someone had there was a huge fields and a bunch of people worked in it together, you know, different parts of it, and they paid taxes to the king. They had to pay a certain amount of tax to the king for their field. Now, in every area. Will owe a certain amount of taxes to the king, and all the guys who worked the field, they split it. They each took 1 acre. Let's say it was a 10-acre field. The 10-acre field had to pay taxes of $10,000 to the king. So each person who cultivated his acre, he paid $1,000. And what happened was, one of the farmers left town. So they needed another guy to work one of the fields in order to pay taxes. So they told Gidl Bar Eloy, you come, you're going to work that field, and get all the produce from that field, and you're going to pay the taxes for that field. That's what's going to happen. Gidl Bar Eloy, Kibul Ara, Betaskam Rebaga. Rebaga is the whole group of guys who are working on his 10 acres. Akdim, so Gidl Bar Eloy was a smart aleck. Ve'yav Zuzi Tlashnin, he prepaid 3 years of taxes. Lemaisa, Lesoif, also Marvasa Kamoi. The first owner after 1 year came back and said, I want my field back. On Rulay, Shasa Kamaisa, these people came back and said, Shasa Kamaisa, Yavta Achalta. The first day you pay taxes, good. So you ate your payers in that field. Hashta Ananya Vina Nachlinan. We're coming back, we'll pay taxes, we're going to work our field. And Rashi says, the way it worked was, there's no credit. There's no credit now because he paid extra. Whoever worked, if a new owner comes in, a new workers come in, they have to pay tax again. So there's no gain really. This money is really lost. So Asla Kamaidra Papa. They came in front of Rapapa, and Rapapa said, you know what? I think we're going to write a star. Gidl, you want your money back? I'll write you a star, you get your money back. Who you get your money back from? Zok Taisis, small Taisis, Lemichtav. Loy Abnei Baga, the Kabul Min Hoin. Malhel Lefrey, why should they pay? Mashahiktim Zeh. Elam Ravasa Kamoy. Rapapa helped somehow. The original owners who came back now, they are responsible for his prepayment. I'm telling you, Gemara is the biggest palace. Gemara is harder than any tikkun zayah you'll find. Now, Kaponim, it says over here that Rapapa held that he gets the money from the guys who came back. Zokta Masha, what's the Havamina? Avavasa Kamoy, Avasova, Zokta Masha, Rinim Masha, Kimin Dai, Deyem Shabarhu, Hikdin, Losa Shoshonim. It's because they ran away that Gil came in and paid 3 years. So maybe, Yachshul, Hey, Manas Melchabe Shonim, I see them love it. Maybe they should pay it back. They're responsible, right? Because of them, Gidl came in. Because of them, he paid 3 years. So maybe you should pay. What?
Because of who?
Because of the original owners, the original guys who worked the field.
One who left,
yeah, because he left. And Gidl came in. And Gidl paid 3 years. And he has to pay.
Gidl said, who told Gidl to pay 3 years?
Oh, Bambakasha. I told you. I told you. I'm not exaggerating. This Gemara is harder than any Zoya you'll learn. Like upon him, that's the Gemara. So Gemara says, Omele Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Papa. He made him into Sekrikin. He threw his money away. He doesn't get paid. The Torah Papa, what are you talking about? He threw his money away. Now, what's that line? I skipped the line. Emkena sees his skrikin. So, what does it mean, skrikin? So, Rashi says, it means is that just like by skrikin, we say the guy who bought it from the skrikin doesn't lose. He never loses. Either he keeps the field and pays the revia, or he gets redeemed for the full price he paid for it. So just like he doesn't lose, so you're saying you made this guy like a skrikim? You made him like a guy who bought from a skrikim doesn't lose? No, of course he loses. Of course he gets to lose. Lost. Of course he gets to lose because he threw his money away.
He should get 2 years tax back.
That was the question. He should get 2 years tax back. Exactly.
Not the produce, but the 2 years tax
back. Right. From who? From who should he get it back from?
The guy who he took over.
The guy, why should the guy took over pay him?
Because he paid his taxes, remember?
So you missed what I just said. I spoke out here that even the guys who come in have to pay taxes again anyway. So that tax is lost. That was the rule. That was the rule in the government there. The House of Representatives and the Senators, as they started, huh?
It's a tax on the person.
It's a tax on the produce that you're doing, on the person working there. So it didn't help anything. So he threw his money away. But does it have a meaning that he threw his money away? It's like, you know, if someone decides to you know, you move in the house for a renter and he decides to do something that, you know, they threw money away in the garbage. So now you say, oh, you're responsible because you let me live in the house. It's a pillow what the Mor's having is. The Mor doesn't ask that. The Mor says, you know what? You made him like a skrikin. Like, and what does that mean? No, I have no idea either. What does that mean? Can't see skrikin. No idea what the dimyan is either. I asked a few to be the chum pshat over here, and no one had pshat. Akaponim. Exactly. Right. Yeah. If when someone comes back to me from one of the shurim today, I'll say it over tomorrow at the beginning of this year. When someone says pshat, Metz Hashem, I'll say it over. So please let me know. So niach moyes al keren tzvi, and niach moyes al keren tzvi. Here he says he threw out the money. He's not going to pay back. Zot the gemara vayter. Zu Mr. Rishoyna. Bezdin Shachreim Amru al Kech Meskrim 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 Meskrim. So we said already there was the beginning Mechay Batal. The next step was the Mechay Kayam. And just to be clear, we have the Gemara before. Allah Chayez Lamaisa, he loses his money. The Gidl Baroi loses his money. Taka, that's the Neil Park Karen Tzvi. Okay. Vaita. It says you pay a Revia. It says in the Mishnah that after it was made at the Karen that the Mechay is Kayam, but he has to pay, since he got it for a cheaper price, he has to pay a Revia. What does that mean, a Revia? How much is a Revia? Is it Machalikas? Omar Rav, Revia Bekarka, or Revia Bemayas? Vishmulam, Revia Bekarka, Shin Shlish Bemayas. What does this mean? Rav says that they usually go down a fifth. Which means like this: if he bought it for $100,000, it was really supposed to be $125,000. So he got a $25,000 discount. So either he pays $25,000 to the original owner, or he gives him one fifth of the karka, because it's supposed to be $125,000 and he got it for $100,000. It means he split it into five. There's $25,000 each. So therefore, he gives that $25,000. Either $25 to the original owner, or he gives him one fifth of the karka. Shmuel says that you sell usually, let's say, $100,000 property, he gets it for $75,000. So he got a break of $25,000 off $100,000. So, which is one third of the money, because he paid $75,000, he gives him $25,000, one third of the money, which is one quarter of the karka, not one fifth. So again, Omer Rav, Revia b'karka, Revia b'moyis, which means either $25,000 or one fifth of the karka. It's a quarter of the karka, which is one third of the money, which is $25,000 of $100,000, which is one third of $75,000. But my kamifgi, Marsav and Ocher Revias Oven, it goes down by one quarter. Marsav and Ocher Kamish Oven goes down by one fifth. The guy Klar Leilam? Good. Meisvei. I have a cash like this. Zoo, for the price says, Zoo, Mr. Shoyna, Bezin Shachreim Amru Alakech Menesakrikim, Mr. Shoyna says it's Mechabatl. Bezin Shachreim Amru Alakech Menesakrikim, Noisim Lebailim Revia. You give a Bailim Revia, the Yad Bailim Al Yoyna. The original owner has the choice. Rotsu Bekarka Noitlim, he takes Karka, or Rotsu Mois Noitlim, he takes money. Amos Sabis Mount Chambi Yodin Lika, only if he doesn't have money to buy redeem the whole thing. Ava Yesh Biyodin Lika, Achim Koyim Chodim, they redeem it first, even redeem it after it's bought already. But Rebbe, Hoshev Bez, the Venimnu, Shem Shosav, and if it's Krikim, if it's a Chodesh, if it's Krikim had it for 12 months, call it Koyim Likach Zacha. Whoever buys the first is Zeichet. Avo, Noisin Labal and Revia, you give it by Revia Bekarka or Revia Bemoyas. So this is clear. Revia Bemoyas. According to Shmuel, it's a Shlish Moyas. It's 25 out of 75. It's a Shlish Moyas. Here's a Klar Revia Moyas, which means 25,000 on the 125, which is a Raya to Rav. Ravashi, it's not a Raya. Kitan Yila, Achash, Abo, Moyas, Yodai. After he gives the other guy 25,000, altogether 100,000, when you look at the whole 100,000, then it's one quarter, 25,000. And that's like Shmuel. The Marvel 4 is looking at the money you paid for it. Is it a third of the money I paid for it? But if you look at the money after it's already paid to the owner, you look at the whole picture, 100,000 altogether, 25 is one quarter. So you could fit it into Shmuel's plan. So it's like it's Rav and Shmuel, what Raviyah means. Raviyah means a third of the money or a quarter of the money. And Nafkamina is how much car can you give? One quarter or one fifth.